Hello and welcome to the CGW Radio Podcast. This is Jeff Green, the editor-in-chief for CGW, and this is the podcast for October 23rd, 2006. I am joined, as usual, with the cast and editorial staff of Computer Gaming World Magazine.
Nah, fool. Games for Windows.
Oh, Games for Windows Magazine. That's right. We finished the first issue. I guess we're not CGW anymore, are we? So the Games for Windows staff is as follows.
Brian Scott.
Can I get a funky beat down? Can I get a funky beat?
That's funky.
Okay, never mind. Darren Gladstone.
That was so last week, Darren.
And,
2 weeks ago.
Sean Elliott.
And Sean Malloy.
And right, that was 2 weeks ago. So I have to start out once again.
It was 2 weeks ago.
With an apology to our lovely readership. And I do mean lovely, each and every one of you. It's hot.
You're all beautiful.
But I apologize for last week. We were finishing the very first issue of Games for Windows Magazine, and we could not podcast because we were in hell. But we are out of hell now. The first issue is off to the printer, and we're excited. And we probably still need to come up with a name for this podcast, don't we?
Yeah.
Direct X-Men.
Calling it CGW Radio.
So. Direct X-Men was good. CGW Radio, we could just be defiant.
Podcast for Windows.
Podcast for Windows. Yeah, it was always my favorite.
Blue screen.
That's missing the gaming part, though.
Yeah.
That's the only issue with that. Because everyone's going to hear that and be like, that's it. How could it be anything else? But it's just,
yeah.
It doesn't say gaming. Like, what? I mean, it could
right.
Very
if it said
well
podcast
like,
for Windows on iTunes, I would so not listen to that.
Right. You're going to wonder, what the hell is that?
Podcast for Games for Windows.
Podcast for Games for Windows.
War Force.
Ah, screw it. Let's be GFW Radio. Nice CGW Radio. Okay.
I'm getting used to it now after all that apologizing about, oh my God, how can you be called GFW?
Yeah.
It's the same as
it's
anything.
It's like the Wii like or the Wii. 360, yeah. You know? We hated all that shit.
And right. Nothing sounds weird.
Yeah. So we're going to have a short podcast today, even though we were a week off. And that's because we're podcast heavy here at Ziff Davis Media. So if you're mad about the half hour podcast today, go blame the folks at the Retronauts podcast, okay? That's going to be up later today, and they're cutting in on us. So if you're pissed that this podcast is short, you should go to the 1UP message boards. And if there's a Retronauts thing up there, I don't know if there is or not, and say screw you for cutting off CGW. And tell them Jeff sent you.
All ye blogginauts and internauts, complain about the Retronauts.
You know, I'm going to be on that podcast.
Battle of the Knots.
You're going to be on that podcast, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right,
today?
Well, screw you,
why
too.
You,
today?
Why are you knocking the podcast?
Oh, man. Retro traitor. Why don't you get a job there at Retronauts?
We'll make them wait.
Jerk.
They don't make games like they used to.
All right, so we're going to... Is that what they do on Retronauts?
That's
they talk why about, in my day,
why I remember
not. Actually, today it's topical to PC gaming. They're talking about Sam and Max. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, we talk about that on our podcast, and we talked about it a week ago.
Do you prefer
2 weeks ago
the gothic
totally
stylings of Castlevania's protagonist, or do you like the Metroid Samus Aran?
It's totally going to be about that. You know it.
Yeah, just listen to us, folks.
What's wrong with that?
Come on. I'm going to come here and pull it. What's wrong
with
that?
Yeah, we're coming down here and pulling the plug. We're going to do one of those, like, you know, punked things on them or something.
More like Jackass.
Can't wait. Jackass. All right, so instead of complaining, maybe we should talk about games and stuff.
4 minutes have been eaten up.
All right, so amongst the topics here, we have the WoW Burning Crusade beta, which Sean and I have been on a bit. Mr. Malloy has been playing, Mr. Elliott has been on Battlefield 2142. I tried to play Battlefield 2142, and I got hit with some frickin' error all weekend, which... I think was Microsoft's fault.
I
got the scoop on that one. Should we?
All right, let's start with that.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
What the heck?
All right.
Fix it up.
I got the cure for you right here. So I'm just going to read this verbatim. There's a security patch in Windows XP. It's messing with the game. It's basically you hit Google, and there's been a lot of guys complaining about it.
Now this is
developers.
Is this
gamers.
A bunch of games?
Yeah,
this is happening on
a couple of games, but I think it's most prevalently been happening with people are noticing with 2142
because that's the game that most people bought and installed this
exactly.
week.
Exactly. So basically, it's Windows Update KB917422. That's what's causing all the problems.
I love their name.
I know it's so memorable. Why don't they just call it MS Bob?
Maybe our name for the magazine could have been that.
Otherwise,
KB247.
Suddenly, I'm
remember,
not
that's
complaining.
KB100422. KB100422.
One more time?
Just text fun to
for your favorite new jokes every day. No, but so basically, you can either remove KB917422 or you install hotfix KB924867. Or, one more thing, you call 800-936-3100 and Microsoft will apparently spoon feed you the process.
Good grief. We made a partnership with these guys.
So actually, here's the short version, you wise asses. So go to Control Panel, add remove programs, in the show updates, just look for it and hit remove. Look for. Again, what is it? Who's paying attention?
KB917422.
There you go.
Wow. Mr. Malloy. Ding, 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 ding.
And hit the remove button. So there you go. That's it.
So probably one of your less successful Microsoft updates then.
Right. Your next potential impediment to getting into BF2142 now is going to be the Punk Buster violation. Because in a lot of cases, it's not auto-updating the Punk Buster HTM files. You're going to need to go. What's going to happen is you're going to go into a game, and after a minute or less, you're going to be kicked for a violation. And
meaning you don't have the latest Punk Buster?
Right. So what you're going to have to do is go to the Punk Buster site and download for whatever your
OS
is.
Well, that's convenient.
Likely Windows, and get the two files on there and put them in your system.
Did it not come on the Battlefield 2142 disk?
I don't know if it's a Punk Buster problem or what, but it's just not auto-updating. So that's going to... So get that out of the way, and then you should be good to go.
Okay. Oh, one more
okay.
one thing.
Well, after you get the patch, you're going to have to get that too. And it might take about 4 or 5 tries to get it to register when you patch.
Great. Oh, no, it's foolproof. It works.
You know what?
Great.
Just buy an Xbox 360.
And now the podcast is actually over.
422.
No, actually, one thing I got to throw out there before we go too far off topic. Some people don't be concerned that you're not actually opening yourself up to hackers if you remove this update. Basically, they say the only way you can open yourself up to trouble is if one user running on the machine can force himself to a higher privilege, which means they have to basically be in your house on your machine. So if your roommate's a hacker, then you got to worry. But other than that,
okay. And then while we're on the 2142, is there any update to the whole crap we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the in-game advertising and the, you know, so-called spyware?
It was kind of crazy. Like, it got blown out of proportion, like all over the web really quickly.
Thanks to us.
Yay, us.
We blazed that trail.
Sensationalist journalism.
Yay. Well, you know, we read the notice in the box. We didn't make that up.
Right. I know. I think everyone else just kind of took it like 5 steps too far, thinking, okay, habeas corpus, now...
It was going to happen. It was going to happen. You know, it was going to spread, and immediately people are going to... I mean, especially because the company, the publisher's EA... And so many people already, it's like fun to be skeptical about EA or to hate EA for being the big, you know,
But Sean, there was one thing you predicted last time that would happen as soon as the game came out. Hackers coming in and like basically shutting down the ads.
So you, on that note, yeah, people at Something Awful Forums, the goons as they call themselves.
Yay, goons.
Found a way to basically lock down the ad thing so that it's not able to update itself, and they put in their own JPEG images. So
how?
They've got, you can go, we can put the link up on our forum if we're in trouble. But and you can basically put in whatever images you want so that they're stuck on the billboards.
So you can put like a giant penis up there or something?
Yeah, no one else is going to see it but you, but yeah.
Oh, only you would see it.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
Because
something else there.
The reason being is because the ads change per player. It's not like they have infinite combinations of ads, but they've got, I don't know, in some way they see, you know, they're able to say, hey, this is a male between the ages of whatever, 30 and 35, or he's 18 and or whatever, and then sort of cater, you know, and also according to region too. I mean, there's ads content specific to the Europeans playing. So if you're playing some people in Ireland, they're looking at different ads than you playing. And,
don't they base the
so
ads?
So like
they'd
get
you?
ads for potatoes over there, say.
Yeah.
Does that depend on how long you look at the ads? Like, don't they measure that?
And yeah, that's the thing, is like how long you're looking at it. It was funny. I saw someone in a forum responded that they don't want to, just because someone's that they've been trying to fight, has been hiding behind the billboard, they don't want anyone assuming that they're in love with Preparation H. Whatever the case might be.
I still want to stage an in-game like protest where you just like everyone just collectively blows up a billboard or something.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
But you can't.
They must be indestructible.
Of course.
Right?
A funny thing about Teflon, though, the company IGA that is providing that technology for the game is insisting that they are... that all the images for the advertisements are being created exclusively for this context. So they're not just taking, you know, whatever, a PDF of an ad, of an existing ad campaign, and then shoehorning it in. Mm-hmm. But that they're saying, you know, so that it's not too, it doesn't stand out too much as being ridiculous. But at the same time, I mean, if you're going to, like, you listen to that, but I can't believe that that's anything but lip service, because what exactly is appropriate advertising for a battlefield in 2142 for soldiers who have a life expectancy of less than 5 minutes and who are like, whatever. I mean, like, what's going to make sense? What do they need to sell to those guys?
Liquor, a pack of smokes, and maybe a couple parkas.
Right. Yeah.
maybe some snow booties.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But so far the ads are not up in the game yet. I'm waiting to see when.
So are they just empty billboards right now? Or?
Right.
So
they have placeholder things. Okay. You know, they have just like some generic.
So you found some art last time. Was that just from
that was some BS stuff. People have been photoshopping it turns out. There's this one great screen that I showed. I think I showed Ryan, but it's just a complete awesome parody where everything is covered. Every inch is covered in a sticker. Like, you know, if it's a battle walker,
it looks like a NASCAR.
the little drones flying over squad leaders' heads have got, you know, McDonald's arches on them. And
that's the future
of
gaming.
Every square inch of open space is covered in something or the other.
That's what's coming, and I can't wait, personally.
Yeah, that's going to
be frequent? How many billboards are on a given map?
You know what, though? I mean, everyone was completely outraged about this.
Yeah.
But every day, walking around the city, I see someone with the jacket on that's got not only like an Oreo ad, but it's got like McDonald's and like Kmart or Walmart. It's got like 50 of them. And they're like wearing
them
for free.
The entire U.S. population walks around. They're walking billboards.
Right. So you think that you're playing the game, and you're like, damn, they got Oreos here too.
Right.
So that's a good game.
Right. It's so true.
I'm looking around this room. I'm seeing ads.
Right. For once, I'm kind of not. But yeah, you know, there's like 8,000 guys wearing Adidas t-shirts saying, man, I hate these advertisements.
Right.
Like,
right.
Hi. Yeah, you are one.
Yeah.
Of course, if anyone's listening to this wearing an Adidas shirt.
We love you.
No, I don't mean you. Mm-hmm. You, we like.
The guy next to you on the bus.
Right. He's the jerk.
Let's be aware that
you, we
love.
Sorry. crabby today. Malay, let's talk about Burning Crusade.
Let's talk about Burning Crusade.
Are you happy?
I am happy.
Are you burning? I've
been playing the post-60 content, so the outline stuff with my level 60 priest.
Uh-huh.
Transferred him over. Did the first of the first new five-man instances.
Mm-hmm.
And the big stink about
Sean Elliott's
content.
Yawning already. So, yeah. Wow, it's like an instant, you know.
You say wow, I say
wow. I'm sorry. Go on.
Anyway, the big stink that everyone's raising is that the drops you get, like, in the first, like, the first quest item, the quest, mm-hmm. first quest you turn in, the item you get is comparable to some of this, like, tier 1 and tier 2 gear that people were spending like 6 months of their lives raiding for.
Right.
So pretty much people raiding constantly. This is all they do.
Right.
Expansion comes out. They walk in. They do some really comparatively super simple quest, and then
but that's a message that needed to be sent.
It is a mess. I agree with you, but it's it is. But to all those people who spent all that time, I mean, this is a pretty sore. This is a pretty sore point.
Right. And I'm cool with it because I'm kind of like on the ladder of rating.
You're kind of over it,
the truth hurts sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
on the ladder rating, I'm like tier 1.
You did waste
means
the last 60 hours.
Yeah,
I'm just playing. I'm totally playing.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of. I mean, you could see where they're coming from, but what are you going to do?
I'm just playing kind of devil's advocate. I agree.
No, I actually agree with you too, because like on the ladder of rating, I'm like really low. Like I have tier 1 gear, which is essentially like if someone in like a real raiding guild saw me, they just laugh and say, yeah, tier 1, whatever, I got that 2 years ago. So to me, this is kind of like, you know, wow, I'm suddenly on equal footing with all
right.
of these other hardcore.
See, I've
players.
Never even made level 60 once yet. My main guy is 58 now. And by the time Burning Crusade starts and I go in and get a couple of those green drops, I'll have as good a gear as the guys who spent forever raiding for 2 years. But for me, that's awesome.
So wait.
Now I won't be behind those guys anymore. But for them.
Are those guys, do you think any of them are going to just like
walk
just
off
say,
and protest?
Screw it. We're just going to stick to the original game?
No, there's no way. I don't think so. Because they're not going to add any.
They're finite.
Like, if they have the tier 3 gear, which is currently the highest stuff in the game, Like, if you get all that, what do you do then? You get tier four, which is in the
economy. You're right, though. They could still stay as be Lord God.
They could, but, like, people, they want to play still, you'd imagine. I don't know. I think some people, like, will come to the realization that, oh, my God, I just wasted 6 months of my life.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to find some way where they didn't waste it. So, say, for example, the new green drops or whatever this kind of mumbo-jumbo is are more effective than what they spent 60 hours acquiring in the game as it is now, right?
Yeah.
So what about if instead of recouping their investment in terms of like the payoff of gameplay, what about for the cash? Can they still sell those into a Blizzard-run bank in the game for like
I don't know, because they're going to be of diminished economic...
All of this stuff is essentially, once Burning Crusade comes out, is like junk.
So what's the point of these raids now?
Well, the point is to have fun. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you went on these raids and you had a great time and you got your tier 2 gear, well, then great for you. You know, but now it's out of date. I mean, you have to...
That's how MMOs work.
Right.
There's no end. And
right. If you thought you got the best stuff ever and now you're Lord God King of WoW, you were kind of stupid.
But let's say a new player is just coming in with Burning Crusade and he gets up to the point where he can do those raids. Like, what would he gain from them?
Well, you get the most uber gear there is in the game at that point.
You just said that there's relatively simple quests in Burning Crusade.
So basically what you're saying is...
No, but there's new uber raid quests.
The old raids are going to be... They're going to be deserted. No one's going to do this.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's no point.
But are they going to be, like, toned back? So I guess what Ryan's question is, like, let's say you get up to level 60.
Okay.
Do you go take the original WoW missions... Where it takes you 6 months on these raids to get the stuff? Or
no, you would skip right past
them. Right, exactly. These raids will probably die.
What might happen is when people hit 70, they might go back with smaller groups of people and just try to do them for fun with like 20 people instead of the new normal 40. But wouldn't be any point anyway.
Weren't they making a big deal about the ability to go back into existing World
that's
Warcraft
only for the new
at higher levels?
That's for the new stuff, yeah. The newer instances will have like a lower version, and then you can turn the difficulty up.
Okay.
Right. So that's something they're building in because of this whole problem. One problem they had that they expressed disappointment over is like some of the coolest dungeons are, you breeze right past them like at level 40. Like you go to them once and then suddenly they're obsolete for you. But like they're still cool and they have value in going back at them.
Right.
Because if you go to the 60, there's a ton of level 60 dungeons that people have been doing for the last year and a half or whatever over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. All these other ones are just left sitting there.
Right. Some of the best dungeons in the game are actually kind of low-B dungeons. Or mid-range dungeons. But once you're level 60, now there's no reason ever to go back just to goof off and breeze through it with two people or something.
Just for the nostalgia.
But for the nostalgia. Remember these days when we killed that troll by the waterfall?
And it's a great equalizer, this whole the whole expansion thing. But like the people who are the hardcore raiders are going to be back on top again in no time.
Right.
Like, they'll be the ones who get there first, and they'll be the ones...
Yeah, they're all mad now, and they're going to be boycotting, and they'll still be the first ones in.
Yeah. That's just what'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are just disappointed that, like, all their work is being obsolete so fast upon walking through the door into Outland.
I've been loving the people bitching inside the beta.
What
do you people want? You're playing the beta for free. Man, Blizzard sucks. Yeah. This quest is broken. they should beta test it first, huh?
I started using that line that you threw that out a couple times.
Good grief. People will complain about everything.
That's every MMO beta, though.
Yeah.
It's like raging at the gods and King Lear or something, though, because like in Battlefield, it's the same way during the beta. And every time you play, it's just like, you know, screw dice. So
yeah.
I imagine it's the same.
It's got to be hard to be a game developer.
It's like Blizzard personally tried to ruin their world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
You know, the little known fact of Blizzard Entertainment is if you go to their office, and I won't say what their address is because of what I'm going to say next, but if you go into their office in their lobby, they have bulletproof glass in the lobby now in front of the receptionist.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Isn't that freaky? Seriously, I'm not making this up.
What is it, like a 7-Eleven? She was...
The Taco Bell.
Kinda.
Right?
Someone's going to rob the joint? Or
kinda. Yeah. Wow. Like I joked, is that because of like angry fans coming in because you nerfed the shamans? And they're like, yeah.
They got enough death threats.
There's some people who get like...
There's
really
some freaks.
You imagine?
Sorry, yeah.
That's when it's time to quit the game. And go outside when you're feeling the need to storm the office.
That's bad.
Yeah, I wonder how many people this whole Burning Crusade thing is a reality check for. Like,
yeah,
they needed something to just kick them and go, wow, that was just a game the whole time. Uh-oh.
Right.
dangerous. Danger.
Right.
I wonder if that was a collected effort between the expansion and that South Park episode is just to say, go outside. Someone won't hurt you.
Yeah. So, but in any case, I've been playing it too, and I have a level 12 Draenei right now. I can't play Outland. I mean, it says level 55 up, yeah. And I can't. Egbert died right away when I went in there, so I need to level up higher. Of course, I did walk right into the big
demons that no one's supposed to walk into.
Right, and I hit him.
They're like set decoration.
Right.
Hey, who's that guy? I'm going to hit him.
Wow, this place has level ... enemies.
Yeah. Right, so I guess I was stupid.
You shouldn't have shot
him. But I wanted to play the Draenei and the beautiful new areas. The architecture and the art there is pretty neat.
Yeah. I've been playing the Blood Elf, a rogue. I've never played a rogue in my life. It's because beta is the opportunity to do things I never do, which would be mm-hmm. Blood Elf rogue.
Yeah, I'm playing a mage, which I never do.
Yeah. It's fun. It's good. It's pretty much the same, like, as the other newbie zones.
Yeah.
Isn't your gnome a warlock? Isn't that like the same thing?
No. Mage is not the same
warlock
as warlock.
Pet, thank you.
Jeez. You're a pet.
Noob. Wow.
Go back to Eve. And how you're
embarrassing.
Level 20.
How embarrassing for you that you mixed up mage and warlock.
Seriously, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, this is why my wife wants me to get a new job. She hears conversations like this. Why did I marry this guy?
Does she listen to the podcast?
No. No. I don't think she even knows we have one.
Ryan, does your girlfriend listen to the podcast?
No.
Do you ban her from listening to it?
Does anybody here in this room have their significant other listen to the podcast? Anyone?
I can barely get her to play Guitar Hero. I have...
No?
No. Really, would you?
No.
Yeah.
She tunes me out over dinner.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah.
Exactly.
Games, wah, 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 wah.
The Draenei.
Jared's talking.
Whoa, the Draenei.
Whoa.
What else do we got here on the agenda? Wow.
We got more now playing.
Battlefield.
Well,
Ryan, what are you playing? There's we haven't heard from you. What are you playing?
I'm gearing up for Guild Wars Nightfall.
Gearing up for it. Well, so what are you playing now while you're here?
Hello.
How does one go about gearing up?
He adjusts his bedpan. He retools his IV line.
He
cleaned his bedpan?
Yeah.
I see how it is. I mean, you know, logging in, running around a little bit, making sure I still know how to do all the good combos and things like that.
So y'all...
Well, you're practicing combos in the second Guild Wars? Oh, dude.
This is going to turn into a fight. Right? You see Ryan's getting up in arms.
I got to make sure I remember how to play my character.
So you're just like, you're in the environment, just like, hoo, hoo.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, Jeff.
It's the combos. Well, there isn't a combo in Guild Wars just hitting the number keys, just like... 4, 1, 3, 4.
Timing,
one,
man.
Well, basically.
Like, use your cell phone for that or something. Don't turn it off and press on the buttons.
And don't forget to hit text for the joke.
Text 477 to Guild Wars.
What else are you playing?
We need to do a gamer, our own gamer one of those, like cell phone. We'll send you like some kind of bit of gaming wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Text GFW
tips.
What will we tell them?
We tell them anything.
Ralphie is alive.
5, 3, 6.
You can just copy all the tips from the World of Warcraft loading screens.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Ryan hint line.
You playing anything else, Ryan?
No.
No.
Well, technically, you're still playing Eve. Your character is like leveling up.
Oh, you're still playing Eve.
Right now.
Really, aren't we all?
Next week, I'm going to start playing Jaws Unleashed, so I'll be able to say how that
Unleashed?
Is next week.
So, yeah, you know what about Nightfall? When is it officially out? When is it live? When you can start playing with people?
27th.
Okay.
I want to check that out. Start a new character. That's all I do is start new characters and barely play them.
Yeah, I do that every time with Guild Wars. I like it. I do. I just can't progress.
Yeah, I like it too. Everyone wanted to play WoW though, so that's where I stayed.
Yeah,
I couldn't get anyone into Guild Wars that like is in my normal game group.
We got to have a serious Vanguard discussion at one point, gentlemen.
Yes.
You guys got plenty
have
to
have this
Vanguard
discussion.
I want to create a Vanguard politician.
Get us all playing Vanguard
or something, and then we might actually have. I got offered to maybe have one of the guys on from the team on our podcast because they need. You know, we got to ask some tough questions here about that game. Because it's pretty, you know, this is a very, very ambitious fantasy MMO, and I think it sort of can be sort of like the bellwether for can one of these games come up against WoW?
Right.
You know, it's a tough question.
I say, look, bring it on.
I'd be scared.
I'm all for it. Bring it on.
I'd be scared if I were them.
I'd be scared honestly, if I was making gut it. Level, you yeah, it's just no right now.
Well, you sort of do. That's the problem.
It's just no. Like, no one, I would like to meet someone who seriously put forward and say, you know what, this is going to, outside of a cover line on a magazine that got the cover story
that'll
on it.
It'll change everything.
Yeah. This is really going to top WoW, you know.
Well, right. I think the real question is, it's not even a fantasy MMO, any MMO, because I mean.
Right, any MMO.
Because others have come along and failed.
Mm-hmm. Second Life.
A lot of buzz.
We could tackle that.
Well, we're just laughing.
I want to hear more about Darren's really now playing, because you've got Gothic. You've been on Gothic 3 and
Gothic 3. I put the e-brake on that one because I was running so many issues with dying on that.
Gothic 3 had the best LOL video of the last week or so.
And basically, I actually lived that video. So
that's
shortly after. So
then you were done.
And then, basically,
so tell people what that video entails.
Exactly. So basically, one of the early missions is. Go out and kill some boars, wild boars that are troubling this camp of rebels. So
boars are such a problem in these fantasy worlds.
I tell you, it's
always the goddamn boars.
It's not the boars, it's the scorpions, the spiders. I tell you, it's like they're a consortium. So I go out and I start trying to kill some boars, and these things are freaking tough. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I mean, you try to shoot them with a couple arrows, they'll keep charging at you. Fine, they'll knock. You know, if you die, they knock you. They knock whatever weapon you have out of your hand, and you're unconscious. And their detect radius is so ridiculous that, like, the thing is, like, instead of you dying instantly, you just go unconscious. So you can, like, you know, heal back up, like, about halfway and then just hit a button and you get back up.
Okay.
So I tried waiting until this boar is, like, way, way, like, you know, over the hill kind of distance from me. And I get back up. He smelled fear. He comes barreling back.
The audio, it's like the audio cycle is the best part about it, because it's like once it knocks you down, it plays this like, well, you hear that. So let's recreate it. Give me a few, and then you click stand up and it's like, and it turns around and like, and it comes right back to get you. Then it's like, you stand up again. And it just goes over and over again.
I'm just waiting.
And you don't have your weapons because
they
knock them out of your hands. So you're like punching the thing, which is going to get you nowhere.
Right. So finally, we get to the point that I would like, it turned into like, I was waiting for the Benny Hill music to come on. So I'm trying to run around the landscape. Thank you. So I'm trying to basically get him caught on some piece of geometry in the environment so I could run back to where I have to like make a mental note of where it is on the map so I can run back and pick up my sword and.
Okay, so the bigger picture here, because we could make fun of that forever, because that was a very funny video. But what's the story now with Gothic 3? I mean, is it's actually out, or are you playing a beta?
I'm playing a beta. Well, that depending on who you ask. So
you're playing European retail.
I'm playing European retail, which means...
So that means beta.
It means beta here in the States. Yeah,
which is what that video is taken from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, I actually decided to stop altogether. And like instead of continuing to play it, I might as well just wait until the final retail.
Because we've been looking forward to this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the shame is it actually looks kind of cool. And there's a huge open world to explore. And things are happening without you. So it's not like... You have to follow quest A.
Boars are roaming around without you.
No, but actually there's hunters hunting the boars as well. So it's like if I don't...
Boars hunting the hunters if that video is right.
Oh, jeez, no kidding. But yeah, so that's part of the problem with the game and why I decided to wait. But I had a good excuse to stop because Dark Messiah of Might and Magic showed up. So I will tell you straight up that the multiplayer is vastly, vastly different from single player.
I thought the multiplayer's not out yet.
It's not out yet. I played a beta ways back, and I'm hoping that it's going to be different. Because the thing is, like, one of the cool things about the game that I really dig is that in the single player, you can interact with the environment and really kind of mess with things, and you have different ways to solve the puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's multiplayer, there's a lot of issues involved, of course. So that big hook right there is gone. You can't really muck with the environment like you can in the single player. But I'm only like a few missions in, and there's a couple minor points where it's like, they don't tell you exactly what you need to do, or you're not standing at the right cue spot to like have a guy tell you, okay, not, you know, stop that portcullis.
Mm-hmm.
So like guys will die and you'll just keep restarting an area to figure out what you're doing wrong. But other than that, it's okay so far.
Cool. I actively want to play it. Oh, I'm getting a little sign that we need to take a break. So we're going to take that break and we'll be right back.
This Games for Windows podcast is sponsored by Company of Heroes, THQ's groundbreaking World War II real-time strategy game for the PC. Company of Heroes was recently given a top score of 10 out of 10 by 1UP.com.
Hello, and welcome to the 1UP Radio Network. If you know the name of the podcast you'd like to hear, press 1 now. You have selected Radio PM, starring the editors of the official U.S. PlayStation magazine. To download an episode at radiopm.oneup.com, press 1 now. To listen to a promo, press 2 now. In a world ripped apart by war, only one magazine.
And we're back. Like that Company Heroes game, though. And now that I'm finally done with the Dawn of Crusade, the Dark Crusade campaign,
I can
get back into Company Heroes.
Let me know when you're ready to play multiplayer.
At this point, Company Heroes. Like,
I know what you're going to do. You're going to barbed wire me in, dude.
No, I got other tactics.
You got other tactics.
Yeah, stuff for you. That's grief and teammates. We could be teammate or go up against one another.
What I got to find out from Relic now is what's up with the next Dawn of War, because the Dark Crusade campaign ends with a little like 5-second teaser of the next Dawn of War game.
Really?
I can't tell if it's Dawn of War 2 or if it's another expansion. We got to know, and we got to know first.
Inquiring minds.
Oh. Yeah.
I still need a copy. Do we have any copies of Dawn
Dark Crusade?
Of Dark Crusade sitting around?
I don't think we got them yet. Did we get them?
We didn't get boxed.
I saw them at Target. Versions.
Yeah.
The game's really good, but, you know, like I said in the review, it's kind of like Company of Heroes 0.5.
Right.
Like, it's definitely a step back if you're used to Company of Heroes.
Yeah, we might like it better if you send us more copies of the game so we can all play it. Okay, guys, listening?
Dang. Bitterness here.
It's rotten.
No, actually, make sure Ryan gets a copy, though, because it's important.
Okay, well, we don't have to conduct business over the podcast airwaves. Hi, THQ, we need 4 more copies of Dark Crusade.
And a copy of Saints Row and a malt liquor. Thank you.
Saints Row.
I played a lot of, I don't want to do a lot of, you know, console talk.
Oh, don't get into
Ixnay
that.
I just got to say,
I played Dead Rising all weekend.
Well, good
really
for you.
Good.
That's not what we're talking about.
Man.
Shut down.
Also, I like the achievements. I look forward to that on Xbox Live. What are we calling it? Live Anywhere. When it hits the PC.
Achievements Anywhere?
It doesn't mean anything, but it's still kind of... I like it anyway.
I really hate it.
You know? You hate it?
I hate it. It's a pressure situation. All of a sudden, like... I have to worry about when it first came out, like I had a running contest with some buddies, like see how we could rack up the score. But like I go on a trip or I come back and I have guys who are like they're like point whores now and they try to figure out.
Yeah, I know.
So all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I really.
No, I feel that way too, because Scooter Terry Nguyen over at Official PlayStation Magazine, he and I got our Xbox 360s at the same time. And now I go check his gamer score, and his is like 400, and mine's 190. And I'm just like, I was sitting there last night going, how does that jerk have like 200 more points than me already?
I was doing that with like
for what
DOA costumes? Like he unlocked that costume, I have to get that costume. It's really bad.
It's like the Chode Index. Like those. why do you want to like be on there?
I know you're right.
Like in a Simpsons episode, Homer took the family to Itchy and Scratchy Land, and they asked him if he wanted to buy Itchy and Scratchy bucks instead of regular dollars. And as soon as he bought them and went in the park, all the stores said, no Itchy and Scratchy bucks, only real money. So it's pretty
so
much
true.
Like that, though.
You're
like,
right.
What is this? What are these points?
Right. But I tell you, when it's on... Well, you have a 360, don't you?
I do.
And do you not care about that?
I do not care. I hate it. I completely despise it. Because the last time I played Ghost Recon Online when it came out, and I had some people on my friends list, and we're like, all right, let's do some co-op missions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do hard. It's like, why do hard? We're just going to go in and die in a minute and sit and have to spectate the one fool who lived and then watch him die. Mm-hmm. And then we don't get achievement points if you don't do it. And I'm like, well, what are the achievement points for? And I'm like, do I get to get a shirt or a pen, a piece of gum or something? Like, get a, like a brochure or a catalog for more things I could spend my money on? Not even that.
Right.
All you get is a point. I'm like,
I know, you get nothing.
I'm like, dude, check it out. I give you 500 Sean points right now. Play, play whatever. I was like, it's the same thing, man.
I, you know what? When I first got it, I thought that the points were the same points as the one you got to redeem for, like, downloads.
You see, no, that would
so I thought that would be cool.
You see, that would
but
be
they're
really
not.
Cool.
They're separate scores. Yeah, you're right.
Because, like, at least in, you know, like, in MMO, you get the points and you get something. In 2142, like, you get points, but then you get something to show for it. You
right.
get
unlocking
a,
weapons,
an unlockable piece of equipment or something.
Yep.
And so at least you could say it's still it's useful in some way. You know,
yeah. For the 360, it's more just like Pavlovian, just kind of like keep going, racking.
Yeah,
the
but it's so I get it's a testament to you know, like never overestimate human psychology.
Right,
yeah.
People
you know,
care.
It's a psychology experiment, I think.
It just completely
it's
works.
It's like the hatch.
I'm waiting for the Skinner box experiment. Like.
Create an incentive without there actually being an incentive and
points.
I mean, I think if people, if it's not persuaded people to buy more games so they can obtain more points, it's at least persuaded many, many people to rent games. Just
look
so
at
they
the threads that are
off.
Around all, you know, today. When Sony announced that their live thing wasn't going to have achievements, and people are like, it's a disaster. I don't get points.
There's no Barney.
For
Barney
what?
$5.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. You cured me.
Okay, so
I feel stupid now.
We're still deep in the 360 talk.
We are.
Okay, let's
we
get,
are.
Let's
we're back,
it's
to, back
to
the PC.
It's coming to live anywhere.
It is coming to live anywhere, which is why it relates. Soon.
And that's the thing. Halo Vista is the only place where you can get Halo 2 achievement points now for your account. You
oh,
can't
yeah.
get them
oh,
on.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's this, the hook. That's going to sell Vista.
This changes everything.
That's going to sell DX.
Yeah,
baby.
This is the game that changes everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are we at now? What are we going to do? Let's.
I just brought it back. Take my lead and run now.
Probably.
We're back. We're deep into Windows land again.
We are.
Right. News, beater questions, how much time we got?
Well, I saw the Retronauts guys peering in the window, but then they left.
Oh, really? Mm.
So we just bought a few more minutes.
They probably wanted
a little over
to get home.
Yeah.
Let's just go home and Skype and talk about retro games that were fun.
You know, back in the good old days.
There's going to be a rumble next week.
When GFW was CGW.
They got to come back here with crowbars next week. Jeremy's going to be
like, we could take them. We're PC gamers,
they probably have more points than you.
No, they probably do have more points than me. Darren, you got nothing more for us there on your magical list of podcasts?
Magical, okay, I'll throw out a couple. I'll
check us out with something awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's actually something that if you turn the Wayback Machine to CGW's like MMO feature, 6-month feature we did.
Yeah.
We talked a little about in-game economies. According to an article from Reuters, the government is looking into taxing massively multiplayer game content.
What?
Okay.
What
so
do you mean?
Let me read the story, and I'll tell you all about it. Okay, Representative Republican Jim. Okay, for Jim Saxton from New Jersey is cautioning against exploring the taxable status of in-game items, from an article in Reuters. The goal of the forthcoming Joint Economic Committee study is to help lawmakers understand the issues involved and head off any premature attempt to impose a tax on virtual economies, he said. Under the current law, Saxton said, if a transaction takes place solely within a virtual world, there is no taxable event. Dan Miller, chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee, said earlier this week that the committee study would start with a blank slate and be completed by the end of the year. So basically, by the end of 2006, they're going to come to some kind of decision one way or the other.
To what? To tax what? Nothing.
Well, that's what Saxton's point
doesn't exist.
The reason it's even come up is because of Second Life, in which case the money is an actual currency in that it's transferable to U.S. dollars.
Well, there's actually a couple games that are like that.
And that's where, yeah. And so,
well, that might be
different. Those are the games. But because of it, because
that's not even a game.
Because certain people in the legislature hear about that, and then they're incapable of differentiating between that and, say, the closed economy of World of Warcraft or something where it's completely non-transferable and it's more like, you know, Barney bucks.
Yeah, I think the two examples are Second Life and
so
Project Control.
It sounds
right
good.
Now.
Okay. Hopefully there are representatives like Saxton there to step in and say, hey, wait a minute. Like,
I'm already annoyed that the auction house in World of Warcraft takes a cut. You know,
the real government.
I'm auctioning off an axe. in World of Warcraft. And then, you know, they, you know, as soon as you put the thing up for auction, it says, like, the cost is this. Right. Screw you. What are you paying
the
for?
The fake dwarf behind the counter.
Well, yeah. I think it's probably, like, you know, because of the gold farmers are trying to find ways to pull money out of the economy.
Let's blame the gold farmers. It's always the gold farmers.
When are we going to have a first, like, big virtual, like,
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> big virtual scandal where it turns out that an employee at one of these companies was basically printing gold and selling it.
That actually happened a while ago.
Okay.
No, that actually happened with UO.
Really?
Back in the day. And they actually found, well, what happened
cranking
was...
cranking out gold and...
Wow.
I forgot who told me this, but from back in the day, what happened was they would hire people to do the customer support for UO because they were all based in Austin. So they're getting, like, local college students to do the customer support. So one college student had this bright idea. What if I were to, like, you know, use my GM status to get this sweet-ass gear and then figure out some back channel to sell it and turn some cash.
Mm-hmm.
They caught him pretty quickly through doing some... Because they do, like, you know, system checks. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they've been, like, progressive...
I hope he's in jail now.
he's actually...
Normally, I wouldn't say...
He's actually governor.
Sometimes even the death penalty makes a lot of sense.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, when you're doing something like that, there's just no forgiveness.
There's none for that.
So that's just one example.
People who commit real fraud don't even go to jail. Like,
hey, the dude from Enron went to jail today. What's his name?
Yay.
Skilling.
He was convicted today.
Well, he was convicted today.
I actually read the newspaper rather than internet news. So, yeah, so my update is he's going to court today.
So let that be a lesson to all you World of Warcraft frauders. You could end up
frauders.
You could end up in jail like Skilling.
So is it going to be like one of those like cushy white collar deals?
Yeah,
or is it
going to be like fed.
Or is it going to be like we're going to like send you to like
Oz.
That'd be awesome. What are you in for?
Hopefully he'll meet Schillinger there. All right, we're getting way off topic.
Yeah. Now we're on Enron.
But actually, like Meridian 59 or something.
Actually, Jeff, you had a really funny story. Speaking of Second Life,
I did.
You were mentioning how someone tried. This past weekend, Wired set up an office in Second. Set up a shop in Second Life, and they threw a DJ gem. There was Mike Realm, the Kleptones, and Planet Bolex were spinning for a couple hours on Saturday. Sorry, I couldn't make it. I was actually enjoying some sunlight.
Have you guys ever been in Second Life?
I never have, no.
I have.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
I visited all the
hot spots.
Oh,
because you were there for your...
the red light.
I was
doing
the nasty in there. That story. I went up to the penthouse.
Did you have to like disinfect your computer after doing that story?
I just prayed that my girlfriend wouldn't ask what's this game and then turn it on.
Did you get any points?
Or even read the story.
Yeah.
But Jeff, you were telling me like...
Well, it was just somebody that I talked to over at quartertothree.com, my favorite gaming watering hole, said that he had gone into Second Life for the first time, and within his first 5 minutes, he was offered a
fellatio. You can
right.
say that.
A BJ.
Right.
BJ Honeycutt?
That's an even better way to put it.
A BJ Honeycutt, yeah. So I don't know if that made me want to go in there or not, but whatever.
Exciting.
That sort of told me all I need to know about Second Life.
Well, you could, depending on where you're at, I mean, you could walk around and you'll just see a bunch of like anthropomorphic busty skunks with like spank paddles. And I mean, pretty much anything.
It's like my dream game.
It's pretty much like browsing Google image with safe search off where you could put in any word, literally like put in whatever. You know, cake or something. It doesn't matter what you put in. Just like if you shoe, table, whatever happens to be in front of you, name a word, put it in, and you're not going to like what you see. I promise you that.
That could be Second Life's motto.
You're
not going to like what you see.
Google Roulette, man. Interactive Google Roulette.
Yeah. But they go out of their ways to say that's not a game. So.
Right. Well, because...
Virtual world.
In the sense that there's that a game is always object-oriented... Then it's not, because the only object, I guess, would be sort of economic, you know, success or whatever. But then you could do just as fine without it, you know? I mean...
Yeah. I don't know.
It's because... Yeah, it's just because... I mean, there's so many... I mean, when you think of a game, the first thing you do to explain someone is what the objective is, right? If, in short, you had to tell someone, hey, someone's like, what, you play, you know, World of Warcraft or you play Company Heroes or whatever. What's that about?
Getting looped.
You would describe it in terms of some objective, but that's why it's always difficult when someone says, "Well, what's Second Life?" You just do what you want, you know. Right. Yeah, you just live in the environment.
I think the one thing that always bothered me about Second Life is that really that's exactly it. It's an MMO with no objectives, I mean, you could do a lot of the same socializing in any MMO game, but you just don't have...
But you can make your own objectives, and I think that Second Life is, to its credit, while it's in programming terms, it's just this
well, there are many
disaster.
Games.
Do you have an avatar? I mean, are you like walking around in this world?
Yeah. And you could do... Okay. And it's far more... And I say this without, you know, any exaggeration. It's orders of magnitude more customizable than an avatar in any other game in existence.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the point where you can determine, like, the color and size of your genitalia to, like, of your big toe or whatever you wanted.
Yes, you finally could do, blue balls, the size they deserve to
you
be.
You could basically, yeah, I mean, have either purchase it from someone else that's capable of making it or do it yourself, but basically create your character from scratch. So,
But then what do you do in there?
I mean, well, I guess I know what you do. You can make crazy scooters or like weird toys, and you could sell those to people. You can have a shop that sells clothes that other people can wear.
There are like mini games and stuff, right? I mean, it's
You could make mini games. Like you could make a casino that's got slot machines. Right.
Sounds kind of like Sims Online.
Instead of choosing among specified options, I mean, I guess you really do create the content without a template.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right.
Maybe you could create World of Warkraft inside Second
Life.
Keep it
hot. You can. There are virtual porn stores in there, and you go in, and they're selling like videos that you would buy on the internet or whatever. But they're actually like selling them. So I'm surprised there's not like piracy claims within that game because you pay for the pay Lindens to get this and that. I didn't buy any, Ryan. So quit looking at me like that.
Like, can I borrow some?
He's like, what's
hit me
awesome.
Up. I need 50
the
Lindens.
The seamy underbelly of the internet.
Yeah.
It's quite seamy indeed.
I need 50 linens.
Dirty.
makes me feel bad. I'm going to read some Mark Twain tonight or something.
Yeah. Something wholesome.
So this is how we're going out.
Wholesome Mark Twain.
I guess.
This is the true state of
it. This is how it ends.
We're going out. Thank you for listening. We're sorry that we missed last week. And I'm not going to even promise that we're going to be here next week because I can't make it. I can't make this consistently happen for 2 weeks in a row.
We should be fine next week, right? No one's leaving town.
I hope we'll be back next week because we like doing this. We're just very busy people here. Now let's go play games. All right, we're out. We will see you next week, I hope. Thanks for listening.
See you next week, guys.